Here's the truth. Up to 80% of cancer survivors report long-term side effects. Fatigue, hormone damage, gut issues, anxiety, and brain fog. Yet less than 10% receive structured survivorship care. We're expected to survive, but not taught how to heal. No one tells you how to live after cancer. Today, I'm breaking the silence. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Cancer Proof Living. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Michelle, an 8-year non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer survivor, a mom, and a certified integrative nutrition health coach. After cancer, I wanted more than just survival, so I built the healing roadmap that I couldn't find. Now I guide survivors and cancer-conscious humans to detox, rebuild, and thrive. In this solo episode, I talk about things I refuse to stay quiet about as a cancer survivor. And you guys, this episode does not disappoint. I tell the truth about what's missing for cancer patients and survivors and how to cope. It's a must see. Share this episode with everyone you know who's been touched by cancer or just starting their cancer journey. Let's get it started. Today, I want to talk about the things I refuse to stay quiet about as a cancer survivor. Not the pretty Instagram version, not the you're so strong version, but the real, messy, confusing, emotional, and deeply undeserved reality of what happens after cancer. Because survivorship is not talked about enough, and prevention is not supported nearly enough. And the systems meant to protect us often leave us completely alone once treatments end. And today, I'm breaking the silence. There's a moment after cancer that no one really prepares you for. The scans slow down, the appointments fade, and the world tells you, well, you should be grateful to be alive. But inside, you're terrified. You're exhausted. Your body does not feel like yours anymore. And no one tells you how to live after cancer. So today, I'm breaking the silence. As many of you know, I'm an 8-year cancer survivor. I was diagnosed at 32 years old with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, and my life stopped literally overnight. I underwent 6 rounds of inpatient chemotherapy, which was aggressive, exhausting, life-saving, and life-altering. And what most people don't talk about is how deeply we struggle after treatments end. My body did not bounce back. My hormones were completely wrecked. My digestion was broken, and my energy completely disappeared. My immune system felt fragile, and mentally, I was barely holding it together. I wasn't given a recovery blueprint. I wasn't shown how to rebuild. I wasn't taught how to protect my body moving forward. So everything I'm about to share with you today, I speak from experience because I lived it. Every single piece of it. So here we go. Number one, there is no exit plan after cancer, and that is unacceptable. Let's start here. When treatment ends, you ring a bell, you hug your nurses, and you're told you are done. But no one tells you how to live after. No one sits you down and says, here's how to eat now. Here's what your body needs now. Here's how to support it. Here's how to avoid it. Here's how to rebuild your immune system. Here's how to support your hormones. Here's how to detox safely. Here's how to process the trauma you've just went through. You're sent back into a life with a body that's been through war, and you're expected to just figure it out. And to be honest with you guys, I learned through fear, through anxiety, through late-night Google searches, and through trial and error, and through setbacks, a lot of them. And that should not be the norm. Here's the truth. Up to 80% of cancer survivors report long-term side effects. Fatigue, hormone damage, gut issues, anxiety, and brain fog. Yet less than 10% receive structured survivorship care. We're expected to survive, but not taught how to heal. Survivorship is not the finish line. It's the beginning of the hardest part. Okay, number two, no one teaches you how to eat after cancer. This is the second thing I refuse to stay quiet about. We are not educated on food as medicine. During treatment, you're often told, eat whatever you want. Eat whatever sounds good. Just keep your weight up. Calories in, calories out, right? But no one talks to you about, well, fiber for estrogen detox, insulin resistance and tumor growth, gut health and immune defense, or even alcohol and reoccurrence risk, ultra-processed food and inflammation. A massive study in the BMJ found that 10% increase in ultra-processed food increases cancer risk by 12%. Think about that. And we are not taught that food can actually turn off cancer-promoting pathways or support apoptosis and balance hormones, strengthen your immunity, and lower oxidative stress. Research shows that 30 to 50% of cancers are linked to lifestyle factors like diet, inflammation, blood sugar, and toxin exposure. Yet survivors are left scared around food. Fear-based eating is not healing, but education is. Okay, number three, the low toxin conversation is absent even during cancer treatments. This one makes me angry. During chemo and radiation, when your liver, mitochondria, gut, and immune system are under extreme stress, no one talks about endocrine disrupting chemicals, PFAs that suppress immune function, phthalates and BPA that mimic estrogen, fragrance and VOC exposures, or even using non-stick cookware. Mold exposure or water filtration, even air quality, or that your liver processes chemotherapy and environmental toxins at the same time. Yes, chemo can save lives, and your body still needs the protection during it. Both truths can exist, and this conversation is missing during and after cancer. Number four, no one prepares you for the emotional roller coaster of survivorship. The fear does not disappear after treatment. It gets louder, especially as your nervous system calms down and resets. Every ache can make you spiral. Every scan feels like a countdown, and your body doesn't feel safe yet. Yet the world expects you to be positive, move on, not talk about it. After all, cancer is depressing, and up to 70% of survivors experience fear of reoccurrence. Some studies show survivors have PTSD rates higher than combat veterans, which is literally crazy. You guys, survivorship can be lonelier than a cancer diagnosis. Number five, prevention is not talked about nearly enough. This is why I speak so loudly about prevention now. Prevention is food as information, detox as daily hygiene, nervous system regulation, cellular protection, hormone balance, gut resilience, and immune strength. Lifestyle changes can reduce reoccurrence risk by 40 to 60% depending on the cancer type. Cancer does not occur in isolation. It happens in the body, and that body has a metabolic environment, a hormonal environment, a toxic load, an immune landscape, and a stress load. If we want a different outcome, we cannot stay in the same internal terrain. This is why I do what I do. This is why I became a coach, because this support did not exist when I needed it most. That's why the programs I have focus on anti-cancer nutrition, gut and hormone healing, low toxin living, nervous system regulation, emotional recovery, which we need, and long-term prevention. This isn't about perfection. It's about finally being supported after survival. So if you're listening and thinking, why did no one tell me about this? Well, you're not alone, and you don't have to navigate recovery alone anymore. I refuse to stay quiet because silence after cancer is costing people their health, their peace, and sometimes even their second chance. And I will always speak for what survivors were never given. If this message resonated with you, if you feel unseen in survivorship, if you want real support in prevention and recovery, that is exactly why my programs exist. And most of all, please share this episode with every survivor you know, because I promise you they will feel seen, they will feel heard, and they will feel validated in their experience. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.